Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I've hopped on a dark tube, you'll never guess it, Glenageary. I'm not even going to leave the station as I'm sitting here in aged espresso bar watching the world go by. It's just made the list of 100 top independent shops in the country. Delighted to say that Jeff Byrne and Ailish O'Sullivan, the owners, are sitting here right beside me. Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby.
How's it going?
Now, I don't live too far from here, so this is a lovely location, and I was able to catch it on my morning walk. Firstly, tell me about Aged. How did this business come about?
Yeah, so we've been working in coffee for a few years now, and it's always been sort of the pipeline dream to open somewhere. So we actually lived in Melbourne about a year and a half ago, and we kind of decided once we were moving back home, we'd try and find somewhere to open up. So this place came about, and we just thought it was the right move for us.
Tell us about Melbourne and the whole coffee culture out there. I know in my own days, it was a place we looked to for inspiration around micro roasting, all that stuff. So it's sort of on trend, is it not?
Yeah, it's still definitely that point of inspiration for sure. I think what makes Melbourne so great is their hospitality over there. People really view hospitality as a career, so they get that retention in terms of staff. Yeah. So when you go into a restaurant or you go into a coffee shop, you have people who've been working there as a barista or as a waiter for, you know, 10, 15 years, and they're super experienced. We learned a lot. There's a lot of really creative coffee shops over there. People are doing a lot of different things. So we got a lot of inspiration and a lot of experience from living in Melbourne, yeah.
So when you came back from Melbourne then with this idea in your head, you operated a coffee truck at some stage. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, so we've both been in coffee for about 6 or 7 years. I ran a small coffee trailer out in Terranure during COVID. Ailish managed a coffee shop down in Glastool called Hatch. And when we returned back from Melbourne, I used to manage Scale Bakery, and Ailish was managing Roasted Brown. So we've got the pleasure of kind of hopping around and doing a lot of different, working with a lot of different people and in a lot of different places. And when we were in Melbourne, we were working for a coffee company called Market Lane, who had a really good ethos towards work-life balance and just looking after their staff and stuff.
It's a great idea if you're setting up your own show, no matter what the trade, is to go and work in the best places. And clearly you've done that, because I think you bring the best practices with you then to your own business. What about what's happening here, Ailish, in the Dart Station? It's a very suburban area, Glenageary. It's a small site. I presume you've got to work on much more than just customers from the Dart.
Yeah, of course. Like, for us, our whole ethos is we want to invite people into the space and sort of slow down and really enjoy and savour their coffee, which, like, doesn't necessarily work with a busy Dart Station, but that's something we want to, like, accommodate to people who are getting on the train, but also the really nice community that are around. Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of worked well. We've gotten that balance down.
One of the, I suppose, beauties of your location is that you're not right down on the tracks. You're sort of at the entrance to the station. It's a lovely Victorian building. And again, you've got a really kind of nice dynamic going on in here. The music we hear in the background, it's spun, as they say. That's so we've got a turntable. is music important to what's going on here?
Yeah, so myself and Jeff have background in music, so we would have studied music in college, and it's always been one of those things that when we enter a coffee shop or a space, it's one of the first things that we hear and that we, you know, take pleasure in. So that was always going to feature in our shop. We love the idea of the vinyl player, and you're kind of selectively picking your music as opposed to just like going through a Spotify playlist. So that was like one of the important features we wanted.
So do customers come in with their own with their own records and ask you to put them on.
We actually should do that. Bring your own record event or something. But no, a lot of people look through the vinyls and like they'd make suggestions. And
so when you look at the future of the business, obviously yourself and Jeff are here. It's hands-on. You're here. You are the business. In terms of expansion, what's your dream? Or what would you like to open more locations? Or would you like to? Or is this a business that you can make a living out of and you're happy with that?
I think we'd definitely like to expand in the future. But again, we would be looking for something similar to this space. So something quite small. A nice community hub, something in the suburbs, as opposed to kind of city centre. So I guess when the right location comes along, we'll definitely have a look at that. But yeah, definitely open to expansion in the next few years. I think we'd like to find our feet first, and then take a look at that later.
As I say, some partial to a drop of coffee, as the fella says. I'm having a lovely macchiato here. Absolutely beautiful. Tell me about this coffee. It's absolutely this beautiful taste, lovely mellow. Really, really nice. Tell me about its origin and where it's sourced.
Yeah, so this is Calendar Coffee. So we get our coffee from a couple in the West Coast. They're really, really lovely. And they've supported us during our coffee journey, like from the beginning. This coffee that you're drinking is a Colombian washed coffee. It's got that kind of nice sweetness, like brown sugar, orange, and works really well as a black coffee. Works great as a milky coffee as well.
What's the policy on pets, on dogs? Is this a pet-friendly location?
This is indeed. Yeah. We have our own golden retriever, so the space was always going to have to be catered to dogs as well as people. You can see we have our dog treats there as well, so we invite dogs in to the space.
Okay. Last word to you, Jeff, as you make a coffee there. Ailish is working on the other side of the counter. Just interested in Ailish's thoughts there on the future of the business.
Yeah.
Again, more locations, more of the same, but keeping it small, keeping it community-based. And again, I think a work-life balance you mentioned earlier, that seems to be important.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when we first envisioned what Aish would be, we always imagined, like, we're so lucky with the unit that we have and we're really happy with it, but we would love just like a slightly larger unit. Something that we always envisioned Aish to be is something that's a little bit more multifunctional. So we'd love to have the space to kind of do little events and just offer a bit more. We'd love to have another shop, but I don't think we'd want to open tons of them. I think we want to keep it generally small, because we love working in the shops ourselves and we want to be a part of that as much as possible.
It's been a real pleasure. I know I'm fairly local to here, but it's been great to drop in and meet Jeff and Ailish from Aisht. As I said earlier, one of the 100 top independent shops in the country. Congratulations on that too. Cheers. And every success with the business.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. Thank
Definitely
you.
Definitely popped in. And it takes the morning train. He works from 9 till 5. And then he takes another home again to find me waiting for him. He takes me to a movie, to a restaurant.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.